This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And our guest today is Dustin Holland, CHS Director of Trading and Renewable Fuels, to explain the basics of renewable diesel. Dustin, there's a lot of discussion right now about renewable diesel and biodiesel with all the climate goals that are being set and how biofuels might fit into those plans. So let's break this down. What's the difference between renewable diesel and biodiesel?
Yeah, hi, Mike, and thanks for having me on today. So renewable diesel and biodiesel are both high-quality fuels. They can be produced using the same feedstocks, so vegetable oils, animal fats, used cooking oil, distillers, corn oil. Biodiesel is produced through a process called transesterification, whereas renewable diesel is produced through a hydrotreating process, which is similar to petroleum refineries. The main difference between the two fuels is that renewable diesel can generally be distributed in existing infrastructure, whereas biodiesel generally requires separate storage and handling due to its cold weather properties. But as you mentioned, both fuels are eligible for the Renewable Fuel Standard as well as Low Carbon Fuel Standard programs.
So how does renewable diesel compare with petroleum diesel?
Sure, Mike. Renewable diesel meets the diesel specification set by ASTM, so it's essentially the same as diesel. Renewable diesel also has some favorable attributes, such as it's naturally high in cetane. However, renewable diesel is very expensive. Its use is driven by the Renewable Fuel Standard and LCFS programs, as well as a tax credit.
So right now there's a lot of buzz around renewable diesel and how it can really fit in to help meeting these climate goals. How difficult would it be to introduce renewable diesel into our energy supply?
Sure, yeah. So again, renewable diesel is a very capital intensive production process, whether you're talking about a new facility build or a refinery retrofit. There's certainly been a number of announcements on that front lately. So that growth will be guided by policy to implement that capital and produce that fuel. But renewable diesel, the physical attributes of the fuel make it relatively easy to implement into the existing infrastructure and fuel supply chain. It doesn't have the same distribution hurdles that some other renewable fuels have because it is so similar to diesel fuel.
So there's potential here and opportunity for renewable diesel.
Absolutely. It's a compelling outlook for the product itself, as well as the ag feedstocks that go into making it.
That's Dustin Holland, CHS Director of Trading and Renewable Fuels. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.